This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli defense minister said on Monday Israel will gradually transition to the next phase of its operations in Gaza.
In every area where we achieve our mission, we will be able to transition gradually to the next phase and start working on bringing back local population.
Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant held a joint news conference in Tel Aviv with U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, as Austin called for reducing harm to civilians and transitioning from highly intensity operations to more surgical ones. Attacks by the Yemeni Houthi militant group on ships in the Red Sea are forcing freight firms to reroute in order to avoid the Suez Canal. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina has more.
The latest attacks came Monday when the Houthis said drones were launched against two cargo vessels in the area. The Iran-aligned Houthis said the attacks are a response to Israel's assault on the Gaza Strip, which Israel launched after the October 7 rampage by Hamas militants. The situation has prompted the United States and its allies to discuss a task force that would protect Red Sea routes, something Iran has warned would be a mistake. In Israel on Monday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said no group or state should test America's resolve.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Pope Francis has formally approved allowing priests to bless same-sex couples. The Vatican issued a new document explaining a radical change in Vatican policy by insisting that people seeking God's love and mercy shouldn't be subject to an exhaustive moral analysis to receive it. The document from the Vatican's Doctrine Office was released Monday. This is VOA News. A gloomy mood hangs over Ukraine soldiers nearly 2 years after Russia invaded their country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian soldiers say they remain determined to win, but as winter approaches, they worry that Russia's better equipped for battle. Discontent among Ukrainian soldiers, once extremely rare and expressed only in private, is now more common and out in the open. Meanwhile, the president's office reports two civilians were killed and at least two people injured over the past 24-hour period. In the north, the Russian army shelled the village of Krasnopilia in the Sumy region, killing a civilian in his own home and destroying residential buildings, while in Kherson, an 81-year-old man died on the street during an attack on the city center. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An explosion and inferno at Guinea's main fuel depot in the capital, Conakry, has left at least 13 people dead and 178 injured. It's not clear what caused the explosion that damaged the heart of an administrative district that's home to most government offices. The depot supplies most of the fuel in the West African nation, raising fears of a major supply disruption. The depot had been in the process of being relocated to a remote site in a bid to avoid such a disaster. Kenya and the European Union move closer to sealing an economic partnership agreement that will grant the East African nation's exports duty-free status and unlimited access to the bloc, officials said on Monday. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
The EU is one of Kenya's biggest export markets. Last week, the deal was approved by the European Union Council. It will now be presented to the parliaments of both sides for ratification before it comes into force. Kenya is a major exporter of tea, coffee, flowers, fruits and vegetables to the EU, which accounts for 21% of its overall exports. The country buys machinery, pharmaceuticals and other chemicals from the EU. Bilateral trade between the two stood at a total of 3.3 billion euros in 2022, EU and Kenya government data showed, making it the East African nation's second largest trade partner.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed into law sweeping new powers that allow police to arrest migrants who cross the border illegally. Immigration enforcement is a federal responsibility, but Texas Republicans have increasingly blurred those boundaries under U.S. President Joe Biden. The new law allows any Texas law enforcement officer to arrest people who are suspected of entering the country illegally. Opponents say the measure is unconstitutional. Court challenges are expected. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.